With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. White River National Forest officials reported high levels of public use and some dangerous incidents last weekend. All ranger districts said they found multiple unattended campfires, which officials said could have easily started a larger fire. Several chains on gates were cut, and there were some cases of people driving around the gates to gain early access. Forest officials said public lands are a great resource to have during a pandemic, but asked those who use them to be responsible. Governor Jared Polis met with President Trump on Wednesday at the White House to seek more federal aid and talk about Colorado's response to the coronavirus outbreak. Scott Franz has more.
Trump praised Polis for starting to reopen Colorado's economy, saying he is doing a, quote, fantastic job. Polis has been critical of the administration's response to the outbreak, saying it was slow to send testing kits and medical supplies. But he says he accepted the White House invitation because the partnership with the federal government is important.
We need all hands on deck, setting any ideological beefs aside, to be able to work together to save lives and restore our economy to strength.
Polis says he urged the president to extend a federal program that is providing Colorado nursing homes with masks and other protective equipment. He also touted the state's phased approach to reopening and said he hopes some ski areas can reopen next month. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Aspen Art Museum's fellowship program concludes today. Four local artists will present their work virtually due to COVID-19. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Aspen Art Museum fellows have spent the past 2 months working on their final projects throughout the stay-at-home order. Artist Programs Coordinator Teresa Booth Brown says going virtual for today's final presentation has its own challenges, but it's added a new dimension to fellows' work.
These fellows are nimble and everybody really rose to the occasion. This was a real training exercise in learning how to relate the information that they wanted to share through an online format and learning how to give better presentations.
A question and answer session will follow the project presentations, which can be live streamed at 5 p.m. on Aspen Art Museum's website. Kirsten Dobrath, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Colorado's tourism office is launching a phased campaign to bring visitors back for when it's safe to travel again. The first element encourages residents and would-be tourists to share their anticipation for various outdoor activities like kayaking and rock climbing. The office isn't purchasing any ads at this time for the campaign and instead hopes it spreads through social media. Money for tourism promotion could be on the chopping block as lawmakers look to fill a looming budget shortfall. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.